Hey, hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. I'm your coach, Michelle. Over there is your certified business coach, Noelle. And each week we bring you strategic topics of insight and encouragement to what we call that inner game that leads to a healthy outer game of entrepreneurship. Ooh, and that's how we launch our God-sized dreams into the marketplace ministry. Today, oh my goodness, it's Friday, December 10th. There is just 21 days left in 2021. 21?
I can't believe that. But that's how I feel every year now. Like, what?
What happened to the year? Today, you guys, we have a really exciting show for you. We want to share with you some of the takeaways. When you go to a business conference and you come away all lit up, that is what happened. And so we want to make sure that our, we don't go to very many business conferences anymore. There's far and few that have something we feel like is fresh or new or exciting and worthy of the travel. But boy, with Clay Clark, we felt like we both had a ring. We need to go. We need to be there. And I'm so glad we did. Holy cow. So we're going to go into that. But first, Coach Noelle, it feels like it's been forever since we did a live show. I don't know why.
It does. Well, Thanksgiving, we pre-recorded. So there were 2 weeks. Yeah. So we were 3 weeks out. And I don't think we've gone that long without going live since we started.
I think you're right. So it feels really weird. I'm like, am I doing this right? And I moved my desk around. So I'm sorry, guys. I'm playing with the light a little because I got more backlight from the snow out. We got snow.
Yay. So exciting. I'm a little jealous to not be where you are right now. I am going to say that because it's just rainy and dreary here. I'm laughing too because I don't know if you noticed. I guess our little countdown timer was a little wonky too because it was like it was on crack. It was really fast at first. Did you notice that? No. I was like, oh my word.
It wants to catch up with the 30-minute go live right away.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So highs and lows. And I am drinking my first eggnog latte of the season.
Eggnog latte.
Yes. They're the best thing ever. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You just, instead of steaming milk, you steam eggnog with your espresso shot. And this is our little, this coffee shop in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's in Ottawa, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. This really has launched my business, this coffee shop. She opened it. She's a single mom entrepreneur. She opened this coffee shop at the same time I was working on my business.
We've
gotten to be really good friends with the owner and so
that's so fun. Yeah, Wired. Yeah. Love that little plug there. Wired.
And if you're in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Eggnog latte highs and lows were, highs were just really implementing some of the action items from the conference. Like I was determined to start working on it immediately because, you get revved up at conferences and then come home. And so I was determined to get some momentum going on that. And I have, I'm putting up a speakers page on the Bash. Those of you who want to be speakers, that's one of the little tidbits. We can talk about that more later in the show, but putting up a profile there. So I started asking people who have heard me speak for testimonials. And that was really like encouraging to see their testimonials. Like, that's me. That's how you see me. It was really fascinating. And so that was high. And lows were, I don't know if there was a low this week. I got some spiritual direction. I don't know about you, but when you wake up and you're still kind of sleepy in that kind of dream state, you're not awake. A lot of times I will wake up with a phrase running through my head or a song or whatever. And God speaks to me pretty powerfully a lot that way. And I think when I am awake, he knows my mind is just, so he's like, let's get her now. And so I got a pretty, pretty personal message from God that's been very encouraging to me. So yeah, it's been a good week.
Yay. Awesome. Well, I am not an eggnog fan, so I am just sticking with the brown sugar and cream.
Ooh, coffee. That sounds good too.
It really is. And now Starbucks has a brown sugar syrup. And so I like it better than anything. I used to be that chestnut praline fan, and now
brown sugar.
Brown sugar's the thing. It's just yummy and warm and toasty, and I don't know. I just
love it. Yeah.
So that's what I'm drinking this morning, keeping me warm on this snowy day. You can kind of see the snow back there. Yes, you can. There it is. Snowy field. Yay. And then that big white thing will lift its clouds and there will be snowy mountains, I think, from head to toe. This now it used to just be up in the tippy tops, but this is our first snow in Utah. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
But highs, we're definitely coming off the conference and feeling so amazingly clear. I don't think I've had this much clarity on all fronts business. You know, both sides of our coaching side and as well as my e-commerce side, I don't think I've come away with that much clarity ever from a conference. I've come away with hope from a conference, but clarity. So I'm so excited to share that with everybody. And so exciting, you guys. Tomorrow we get our puppy.
Yay!
Well, we don't get it. My mom gets it. She's going to get it for us in Minnesota. And then other daughter's flying it out on Tuesday. So if you think of it, pray for our little pupper as she's making her way away from her litter. Aww. And my mom is graciously going to suffer those first few nights with her and try to get her to potty in the frigid Minnesota weather. And then my daughter, Cece, will bring her with her as she comes home for the Christmas break. So that's kind of a little bit been a little stress worrying about that little pupper.
Your little baby.
So, yeah, our new baby coming home, new Christmas present. So yeah, all good things. I can't think of anything super whoa. I mean, we've had a little up and down with just school and that kind of thing, but nothing, I guess, bummer land in with work or business. I feel like we're in such a high, Noel. You and I have had these incredible meetings and feeling like God is synchronizing what we're doing, which is exciting because we're going into 2022, guys, right? And it's nothing better than feeling like not only are you on track, but so are you on track with your business partner, and you are so intertwined and interlaced. And so, of course, that's why we put forth the coaching program, because we want you to find those people in your world that you can either just have in your circle that encourage you, or that you can partner up with in small ways or bigger ways that really keep you. We were saying, I think, on our last meeting, like, I don't think we'd be where we are in business if it weren't for this relationship that we've been able to build. So super excited to just see that God is moving in both our lives in the same direction, and that we are on the move. So let's jump in because we're so excited. Let's jump into the business takeaways from our Clay Clark Business Conference. Now, this man is in the middle of some controversy right now, but you would never freaking know it. I mean, he is so clear on his goals. He just won't be wavering. And I think that was one of the biggest things. Like, when I walked in, first of all, what did you think when you set your foot on his world headquarters, Noelle?
It's funny. I expected like a little, like, man cave. I didn't expect there to be decorations. Like, I didn't expect much, honestly. But he's got his whole staff, I think, in that building. All the offices are open. They do have a studio. So that was really neat to see the office where he came on the podcast, where he was sitting when he came on the podcast. And I think my favorite thing walking in was the smell from the pinion wood. I'd never heard of pinion wood. It smelled like heaven to me. And that was one of the things they talked about, right? Like, when you're crafting your brand, what's your smell? And Michelle can help with that.
Yes, that's right. We can do custom smells for you and non-toxic candles. So that was a big takeaway. I was like, zing.
Yeah. We joke in my family that I have a bionic nose, which is sometimes a blessing and sometimes a curse.
Yeah.
But so I was kind of shocked by how powerful the smell of that was and how warm it felt immediately. Mm. But the his office, you guys, he had wall to wall. The walls were chalk, right? A lot of them were chalk.
A lot of them were, but if they weren't chalk, they were black paint.
Yeah. And then he had almost on every surface, including in the bathroom, framed pictures of practical business advice, quotes, newspaper articles. Like, I was taking pictures of the walls, like, ooh, I need to remember how to do that. So it was like everywhere you looked, there was practical support and help. It was wild. What was your reaction, Michelle?
Yeah, I think it, I thought it would be an office building, and it was a barn. But yeah. It wasn't just a barn. It was like a magical barn. It was gorgeous. Yeah. It was a gorgeous barn. Like, have you, did those two words don't really usually go together? Mm-hmm. It was a gorgeous barn. You drive a long stinking driveway where they have like flashers on the entrance and pinion wood smoking. So you mm-hmm. can see smoke signals. This is the turn. And you just instantly, you feel the essence of what's like, you're in for something different here. Yeah. And so we once, I think we were just kind of like kids at Disneyland. Don't you feel like you kind of were like, huh, like, where should we park here? Should we?
Yeah.
I think we were just kind of jaw dropped, like, what's happening? And yeah. There were animals, barn animals. And
And the barn was called the Lion's Den.
The Lion's Den.
And there's a flag out front that says, Jesus is King here, or where Jesus is King, or something. It was really pretty amazing.
Yes, definitely putting his stake in the ground. Mm-hmm. And so that would be a huge takeaway, guys. Where do you put your stake in the ground? Like, mm-hmm. where do you put your stake in the ground? Because he literally put the stake in the ground. And the building is other than his little podcast office, is in a corner. Otherwise, inside, it's just like industrial. And we were all just kind of packed in together with their working staff. They were still working while we were in and out, mm-hmm. circling in and out and having our meeting on, off, potty breaks. Yeah. They were expected to keep going. And if you can't work in that situation with a lot of stuff going on, then that was not the business environment for you.
Like, yeah, which I totally could not.
I don't have enough, I don't have enough blinders. Maybe you can get used to it if you're young and you work your way into it. But right now, there's no way I could have. So that was for me just the, and they have church there. They have a platform mm-hmm. set up because Thursday nights, they actually host a church service and fly somebody in. Like, hello, what? They fly somebody in specifically to do the church service, who we hope to have on our podcast. It was so fire. So since we were there on a Thursday night, we actually got to go experience the church service too. So I think on all fronts, I was like, this is not what I, even a kingdom business, Christian business, it's still, wouldn't you say, Coach Noah, was not what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no, I think for me, the thing that was, and this is why we're choosing to do the practical tips today, because we were playing in a pond that was beyond our league a little bit. Like these were people who, we work a lot in the startup community, and these were business owners who were already running multi-million dollar businesses.
But ladies, listen to this. They got there in 2 to 3 years.
Yep.
And this is what's exciting. And this is what we can't wait to bring into this kind of like spark plug jumper cables from mm-hmm. Clay's business to our mm-hmm. business mm-hmm. is ka-ching, fire up, because we are not content. Like, this has always been about shortcutting, you guys, right? We've always said we want to share with you because we don't want you to be in the long haul spin. So we want to set up a launch platform for you that you don't have to wonder, is this the right place for me, or is this the right next move for me? Mm-hmm. But not only that, now, like, I feel like we can really jumper cable, and once we get there, even go to greater places because of what we've learned this past week. Like, this is the commonality. These people are, this is what's common. This is what's expected. And when you're in that environment, you're like, yeah, I can't. And not only that, now we're going to show you the steps of how you can do it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a secret.
It was so, for me, and then we probably need to get into the practical stuff mm-hmm. before people get tired of the description. But for me, it was less rah-rah and more like, here are the nuts and bolts. These are people who are getting it done, a lot of the people at the conference were local and were already clients of Clay's. And so everyone I talked to who had been a client had like grown their business by 100%, 200%. It was kind of crazy, like everybody across the board. And in a lot of the communities I'm in, people are really just kind of trying to figure it out. And this was like, nope, we're taking some pretty concrete actions and it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's get into what were some of those details. What would we say, like, oh my goodness, this is what, if you aren't doing this, this is probably one of the biggest reasons your business is not where it could be.
Yeah. And speaking of which, this is...
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah. This is the book that Clay used through the workshop, and he had us use it as a workbook. So you can probably see some sections are more marked up than others. But so if you're kind of wanting to get an idea of what we went over, this is what it was. And part of what I really liked about this is, where is that? This is the system. And this is the system I will be working on implementing. We should have done this as a PowerPoint or something. Yeah. So it's pretty simple. He says the system is simple. Diligence is hard. I'm sorry. I got myself off the edge.
Okay. So what would be the first thing where you were like, I'm doing this in that stepping process where he was okay, here's your process. Now you were like, I know this is the key. This is God emphasizing this one thing or two things we're going to share.
Well, one of the things was the Google business reviews.
Yes.
Because I was like, I didn't even have a Google business page set up. So ladies, if you do not have a Google business page set up for your business, that would probably be the thing that you could do most quickly to most dramatically move the needle. And this is why a coaching community is so powerful too, because you also have women around you who know about your product and know that you're good at what you do. And so basically one of the things Clay shared with us is that on Google, your Google business page is free. You do need a physical address. So if you don't have an office space yet, you will need to figure that out. But UPS store will give you a physical address. You can rent a mailbox there for a really low fee, and they will actually give you a physical address. But you set up your Google business page and you start soliciting testimonials, because Google ranks those with the most testimonials at the top of the page. So you can set that up in about 10 minutes. I'm technically challenged, and that's about how long it took me. And then the people who know you, you just send them the link and ask them to leave a review, because just having your business have those reviews is going to pull you up in the rankings, so you're more visible to customers. So that was my first like, oh, that's actually an easy one that can yield some pretty exponential results. What was your first
one? Yep. And I would say that was probably number one. And then along with that, the video testimonials for your webpage. So you have Google mm-hmm. to help you rank and be found. And then on your webpage, the fastest way somebody is going to know, like, and trust you is the word of mouth of other people. So if you don't have testimonials on your page of your clients just raving about you, whether it's written or video, mm-hmm. get those up, get pages of them, have more than people will ever go through. Because one thing they said is, once you hit a certain place in your business, there are unethical people who will try to take you down mm-hmm. and who will hire people to leave you bad reviews. And so you have to have so many good reviews that it makes it look those bad people are just bad people. They're not really because of the experience they had with you. It so outweighs what the user is going to find about you that it won't put a shadow of doubt in other people's minds. So I thought that was such wisdom because they've been attacked. Mm-hmm. And they actually know of people who thought it was a good idea to attack their competition and hire people to leave fake reviews. Like Christians thought that was a good idea to increase their own ranking was to take their business people, competition.
Clay talked about a client he actually fired who was like, yeah, I'm doing great. I took down my competition and paid a bunch of people. Yeah. So Clay fired him as a client.
All right. What was your second highest takeaway?
My second highest, I'll give you guys some context because you guys remember, those of you who have watched the show leading up to that, we really felt like there was some spiritual heat on this. Like I think Michelle was excited about it. I was not. I did not want to go to the conference.
I wanted to go. I was excited about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave.
Yeah. That's actually a good way of describing it. Like there was such spiritual heat on it. We knew we would go and we knew it would be good, but it was very, you know, it's hard mamas to leave the roost, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, but I knew, and we talked about it on the show, you guys come, if you can come, we really feel like God's going to be doing something with this. And I'm anxious to talk to Carrie. Mm-hmm. I've already processed with Shauna, but I'm curious what Carrie has to say about this. The first day, at the end of the first day, I was like, I know that I haven't gotten what I came for yet. Like I knew that that had not occurred. So the second takeaway for me came when I went up during one of the breaks and talked to the way they had it set up is that they just had panels. Like there was a 45-minute session and then you could a 15-minute break where you could ask questions and go to the bathroom or whatever. And they had panelists of businessmen. So it wasn't just Clay's feedback. You could see how this had worked for several people. It was a really neat way to do it. Anyway, I went up to one of the speakers who was also a speaker and a trainer, and I asked him some questions. And the thing that was really profound for me, and I guess I'm going into some of these details because I really want to honor these guys. Mm. They didn't make money on that conference. They really did it because they said, we want people to know how to do business. It's not hard. It's easy. We want people to know how to do business so you can get about the businesses of the kingdom and the things that are really important to you. And I just, so Clay Stairs was the name of that guy. He's a consultant and a trainer. And I went up and I talked to him about, like, I really am having a hard time getting clarity on how do you book speaking gigs? Like, I can't figure out a system or whatever. And he told me the system. So he was one of Clay's early clients. And he said, this is what Clay did with me. And he basically, in about 10 minutes, walked me through the whole process without saying, well, if you sign up for our coaching program or consulting, you know, like he
it was no hard sale ever.
Yeah. Oh, none at all. Which I was like, I'm doing all my workshops this way. Because by the end, we all were begging him to tell us what it was, you know, like.
And he wouldn't. He's like, here's where you can go find out more if you want to and you're diligent. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. He never did tell us. Yeah. And so he was so locked in on me. He gave me that whole system in 10 minutes. And so for those of you, I mentioned this early in the show, those of you who are going to be speakers, you know, that's a part of your calling. TheBash.com is a website where event planners go to book speakers. So you pay a small fee, whether you want local gigs, regional or national is a different price for each. And you set up a profile with your testimonial videos and pictures and what you talk about and stuff. And then that's where event planners go to book you. And yeah, thanks Stella for putting that in the chat, bash.com. And that was why I went, like, was for that 10-minute conversation with Clay. I knew it when it happened, like I could feel it. And it was so cool to have Michelle there too, because she came up and talked. And so we're going to be doing some of that for the podcast because our goal is to grow the podcast. And we're still figuring out some of the details of what that will look like, but we want more people to get exposed to the podcast. for encouragement. So that was my second one. And when it happened, I knew, yep, this is what I came for.
And I loved how you thanked him. You stopped, like, I kind of came up behind Noel just to kind of listen in. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I just listen in? And she said, yeah, we work together. And he looked right at us. He goes, you two look like you should work together.
Did he say that? I forgot that.
Yes, he did. And so you were, you know, he was lasered in, and it's crowded, you guys. It was overpopulated. I think they oversold, I should say. And so we were literally spilling over in the aisles and into the workspace of these poor people. And he never looked up, mm-hmm. never looked up from us. And lasered in on every question Noel answered. And I just want to say that because I've spoken to other people, you're getting advice and they're looking around like, is there somebody more important than you? Or is there some excitement? You know, there was nothing more important to mm-hmm. him at that moment than giving us exactly what he felt he could. And there was, I loved how you honored him after that, because I felt like he hadn't heard that before. He hadn't heard somebody really just honor him for lasering in mm. on us and giving us exactly such a solid next step.
Yeah.
That was, he's like, this is how it goes. They just are not holding back. And I feel like so many people have a gate. They're holding back something.
Yeah. They gave us everything they could physically give us in those 2 days. And Clay said yes to be on the podcast. So you will not want to miss that. Clay Clark, but also Clay Stairs. We've already had Clay Clark. So Clay Stairs is going to join us at some point too. Yeah.
We got at least 3 or 4 bookings off of going, which is really exciting. And this is what we long to do, is like, no matter where you're at in your process, I know some of you out there listening to us, I know this because you contacted me, is that you are not ready to launch yet, but you are listening, and some of you have launched and you can't quite get it to grow, or some of you are already past us, but you don't have a circle of people. And we just felt so like we are supposed to be your circle of connection, because this one of the things Clay said was 96% of businesses are going to fail. He re-emphasized that 96, it's up from 90 to 96.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's growing. Yeah.
Yes. We're going to fail.
But I think how many of those businesses are kingdom businesses? Because you guys have heard one of our other mentors say the only way to fail in kingdom business is to quit.
Yes. That was one of the advices, is like, just don't stop.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
What does Clay say? Keep calling until they buy, die, or cry. Yes. Which you kind of have to meet him. That sounds a little offensive, but if you meet him, you know exactly
if you're trying to book them or connect with them, or whatever, until they respond, die, or cry because they're tired of saying no to you. Yeah, so good. Okay, so my second takeaway was the no-brainer lead magnet offer, or your purple cow, or your whatever you want to call it, that thing that separates you from all others. Like, if you're not an oddity, you're a commodity. Commodities don't demand any sort of price, right? You're going to go to the lowest possible price. Oddities are going to rise because they offer something unique and different. So you need to know your unique value proposition, but you need to be able to put it in together with a no-brainer offer, like a freebie or freemium or whatever it is that is so no-brainer, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're offering this. It's kind of like the conference was for $50.
Right.
Like, yeah, you need to be there. So for me, that was very key. And we have already changed ours. I'm so excited for 2022 because mm-hmm. we've already done this for Faith
Hill. Got some things for you.
Woo-hoo, yes. How about you? What was your number two takeaway?
Oh, well, my number two was that thebash.com.
Oh, the bash. Okay.
The number three, and we're staying focused on, you know, we really do tend to focus on the inner game, mm-hmm. but today is outer game, obviously. So there's a website called Lucky Orange. This is something you guys are going to want to look into if you have a website that you get leads from. So Lucky Orange, I actually looked it up already. It's about $10 a month for their like lowest low package, entry. But Yeah. But you sign up with them and they track where people go on your website. So basically it's giving you real-time feedback about what people are looking at your website and what they are not looking at on your website. And what's interesting about this, and they said most people go straight to the testimonials. So if you don't have any testimonials, you need to get some. And video on your website would be a good idea. So pictures, videos, and maybe in Friday Fire, if you guys are interested in that for our coaching community, we can talk a little bit about what to ask for in a testimonial, because you need them to be succinct and, you know, all that good stuff. But yeah, so luckyorange.com is going to track your website and tell you what people are paying attention to and what they are not. So you can put your resources into the areas where people really want and need them.
Yeah. One of the things that came out of that was how much time and labor and energy you could be spending on a beloved piece of information and thinking it's just going to blow away, and then find out nobody's clicking.
Yeah. And they had stories of putting like multi-millions of dollars into projects and realizing that nobody was using it.
Yes. Yeah, so good. So that is just a time saver to know that nobody cares about some things and then they really care about other things. So,
and that's a part of serving well, is finding out what they need and what they want and meeting them where they are. Right.
And that is so glad you brought that up, because this is often, as you're growing and you're launching from the early stages, if you can't maneuver through this part and see what people want and then pivot, based on what the feedback is, or you're not looking for the feedback, then you're probably not going to grow. You're probably, if you're staying stagnant, this is probably one of those big points that you're not able to gather the feedback to know what your audience actually really, really wants.
Yeah. So, yeah. To figure out what they need. Hey, I know it's your turn. Can I throw something out there real quick?
Yeah. Too?
Okay. So girls, I want you to enter this in the chat, because I'm so curious about this. One of my takeaways was that Clay talked about, do not start and stop your ads. He said, run them constantly. He said, because Facebook thinks that if you start and stop ads, you are a scammer who's not actually, like, it's part of how they protect the people they serve, which Facebook has had a lot of bad press lately. And I'm not saying some of those things are not important points that they should shift, but Facebook does try to protect their clients or whatever users from scammers. And if you, so I didn't know that. I thought everybody stopped and started ads. So what they actually recommended was run an ad for minimum $5 a day constantly and use that for leads. And then Facebook trusts you because you're around. Clay's last name is Clay Clark. He's the one who wrote the
Boom book.
Boom. And then Clay Stairs is the speaker trainer. So it's a little confusing.
You can find them both at thrivetime.com.
How's that? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So do not stop your ads. And really, when you look at $5 a day, that's a pretty small monthly budget. But when you do that consistently, Facebook has more time to figure out who is responding, who your audience is. So that's one thing we are starting to put into places to figure out, okay, how do we budget that? And what, you know, all of those details, but don't start and stop your ads. Just be consistent. So
awesome. Yeah. I think that was huge because we saw fruit when we were doing that. And then I don't know why we stopped, but we did.
Yeah. And we're like,
people said it wasn't like, don't do it. The way we were doing it was way that boosting people said it was not smart. And it was smart because it was bringing in leads. So we're going to re-up those. So yes. Great. Great. Okay. My next takeaway was the three-legged marketing stool.
Yeah.
You can't get clients if you're not marketing to them, which we teach this in our business community, but we usually teach to lead off with one, get that one working first, because a lot of times we'll just keep looping around and this one didn't work, this one didn't work, this one didn't work. And you keep going around the mountain. But really when you drill down and get something working and see the fruit starting to grow, there's so many times where we don't understand the process is be fruitful and then multiply. Mm-hmm. So we're going to first see a little bit of fruit and then it will grow to too much fruit or to a multiplication type But what he recommends is actually having three lead-off magnets or three lead-off
or three ways you're getting leads.
So that was interesting because, you know, we're probably all doing one already, which is email. If you're not doing email marketing, then that would be my first recommendation to start up. Make sure that you've got emails, getting your content in front of your leads.
And whenever you're serving someone, ask if they want more and want to sign up for the email list.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So that was interesting the way he brought that out, the three-legged marketing stool, as opposed to just one lead off. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling, start with one, but he recommends starting with three marketing start points to get those.
Clay all clearly moves at the speed of light, so
he moves at the speed of light. And he launches businesses over and over, and he's like, I'm kind of bored. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to talk about things that are important to me, I'm over here.
Yeah.
He's so got this business launching thing down. It's sort of
It's kind of a no-brainer for him now. Yeah.
How about you? Anything more about that three-legged marketing stool?
There is so much more. One of the things that's new for me, I've never balanced a checkbook in my life. I'm not good at managing. I do have a budget now that works. But I actually have scheduled into my week. Each week I'm looking at my numbers.
So good. Mm-hmm. We talked about this today too, because I had a little cry fest in Noelle's arms virtually. and girls, this is the honesty part. Like, your numbers are your honesty in your face. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not on your numbers, you're not likely being honest with what's happening in your business. Your numbers are
it's your mirror.
Your mirror. Yeah. Your illumination of what exactly is happening. And it can really, I think this is the place where, if we're not honest with ourselves, of what's happening in the business, then we're likely not able to steer the ship out of endangered waters. How's that? So I love that you're doing that. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I think it's Quicken now has virtual assistants that will do your QuickBooks for you online. Wow. I just saw an ad for that on TV and I was like,
you mean I don't have to do this?
And I don't have to go hire somebody and meet with them. Like, they can just log in and do my books and then log out. Like, that is a game changer. I believe that is going to be a game changer for a lot of small businesses, because the numbers side is not easy for us. So what do? We're like, hide until.
Yeah. Please make it be okay. But apparently Sumi agrees with us.
Yes. Yeah. So glad you brought that up. Make time for your numbers, even if it's going on QuickBooks and letting somebody else do it. You know, even Excel, you guys, has so many great sheets that you can use to keep track of basic things.
See, I'm going to be doing mine. Well, I do have a meeting set up with my financial planner next week, and she's going to show me exactly how she does her system. But I actually plan to still do it by hand.
And that's fine.
Yeah, because it takes me too long to figure out those stupid softwares, and I could be done already if I had just written it down.
Whatever works.
Yep.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah,
there's so much more.
There is, and maybe we'll go into more of it when we get Clay on the show. But I want to tell you one thing they said to me. We just threw a lot of really practical things, and we threw some things that are pretty small and easy to implement. But don't get overwhelmed. Ask God, which one do I need to implement? Mm. Like, just start with one, and then go from there. Because a lot of times we put the list is so long and we already have a long list, and then we never end up getting to any of it. So pick one thing we said that where the Holy Spirit maybe just zinged you and you're like, I know I need to do that, and start there.
Awesome. Yeah. So the book we've been talking about today is Boom by Clay Clark. And we would just ask you, is there somebody that it comes to mind that you could actually share this podcast with? And if you're watching, if alive and you can't always watch live, if you would Find your favorite platform and subscribe. That way you know instantly, bing, when there's a new episode, and maybe when they forgot to get uploaded and they are now available.
Yeah.
And if you have not connected, if you missed our Thanksgiving or didn't miss it. Okay, you guys, if you have not connected with us, we want to connect with you. So we are redoing after all this our website. So just go ahead and contact us at hello@faithoverfearbizchicks if you need to get a hold of us for right now. And also you can go ahead and click here. We will be doing business idea evaluations at the Calendly link. So from now on, it's not just a hey, let's chat. It is a come in for a business evaluation, and we'll probably go over that 15 minutes, but go ahead and book it. And if you've been wondering, do I have the right business idea? I'm not really sure if this is a ministry or a marketplace thing we're dealing with. We're going to come in and give some clarity over that.
And that can be your whole idea for the business itself, or that can be an idea for something you're thinking about doing for marketing. Like any idea you have that you want some feedback, we're now doing those for free, girls. We felt like that would be more valuable than just, hey, let's talk.
Yes, so good. Okay, up next, Friday Fire. We're coming into our membership group. We're going to go a little deeper. And next week, we have a guest. Is that right?
Yes, Melody Dallern is on deck.
Coming back. We missed her last time. We talked COVID. To her. We had a great broadcast with her, but we missed her. So she's coming back. And then it will be, oh my goodness, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. So those will be pre-recorded and we'll be into the new year. So look for those broadcasts following after that one to be pre-recorded so we can spend some time with our fams. Yeah. All right, Coach Noel, this one's been really super, I think, tangibly amazing. Yeah. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.
Take care, girls.